Eating is a moral act. That was the headline of an advertisement I used to see in the Catholic press for a time. If you Google it, you'll find it is a slogan of the National Catholic Rural Life Conference at a very interesting internet site. I thought of that as I read today's passage from Acts. Quote, "It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals." There isn't much commentary on this passage in the Bible, except to refer us back to Leviticus and some of the strict Jewish rules of animal sacrifice and preparation. In this passage, St. Paul and the early Christians saw ancient dietary laws as one way to get nearer to God. Could we too take at least a passing look at how eating, an act we often take for granted, could glorify the Lord? Although our culture is far removed from this, except possibly during Lent, there are thoughtful people who subscribe regularly to the eating is a moral act philosophy and similar ideals. For example, becoming vegetarian as a silent protest against the practices of the industrial food production, or to be in solidarity with the poor of the world. And many people feel a unity with animals and do not want to see them suffer for the sake of our consumption. Perhaps we can look more deeply into these ideas, examine them. Turning to today's gospel passage, we are reminded of another act of consumption, the Eucharist. Jesus says, "No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." In the Catholic Church, we speak of his body and blood as spiritual food, his life as a sacrifice for our well-being, an innocent lamb slaughtered for us. In this case, eating is more than a moral act. It is a sacred act. In our fast food nation, this holy act, the centerpiece of Catholic life, can become diminished, I think. How much harder it is to believe that consuming the Eucharist is a sacred act if we cannot even comprehend that eating can be a moral act, or at the very least an act deserving of respect for our own bodies as temples of God. Yes, let us perhaps take a look at our relationship with food. If St. Paul and his early community thought it was important enough to address, we might consider it too. How can we get away from the automatic pilot pattern of eating to a more thoughtful type of consumption? When we eat, let us think about what we are eating and how it has been prepared for us.